The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rushing the holidays. When I, back in my day, people were still getting their tree on December 15th. I get the rushing the tree because then you get to enjoy it longer. Same thing with the decorations. I do my Christmas shopping in October. I'm in like a secret support group. Like, I don't want to admit it to anybody. I'm in the witness protection program of early gift givers because I'm so insane that everyone's done in October. Sales, there were used to only be sales December 26th. There's a sale the minute the D letter comes out on the goddamn month. There's a fucking sale. And then there's a Thanksgiving sale. So it's really when the end of November. Like, we rush the sales. We rush the tree. We rush the decorations. Thanksgiving has gotten fucking blended in. It's Christmasgiving. Thanksgiving and Christmas are one holiday now. That used to not be the case. Thanksgiving got his own moment. And you know what? I'm not upset about it because I don't love all the murdering of turkeys. Don't get mad. I eat turkey. I just don't love, like, an organized slaughter of turkey. It's not like now we're going to make a holiday where we're just going to kill an innocent group of animals. So I don't love that about it. I like being thankful. But Thanksmas has become one holiday. Let's just all agree. It's one holiday. I think it's Christmas right now. Because Bryn and I went ice skating. We went to the ornament store. We talked about holiday gifts. It was cold. There was a sprinkle of snow. It was Thanksgiving. We made a Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, it was Thanksgiving. It's all blended in, the rushing of the holidays. I just want to know what you think about it. I like it, but I mean, like, I'll be buying presents for Valentine's Day now. I am a full-fledged regifter, I want you to know too. Not from people, not like a friend gives me a gift and then I'm going to go give it to Paul. Like, not that. But brands give me gifts, I will regift them. So 100%. I will add something to them. There'll be a nice beauty kit. I've looked at it. I reviewed it. They gave me 20 more products. I'm giving it to somebody with a candle. That's just what you're going to have to accept. One brand gives me makeup brushes. I look at them. I review them. I talk about them. No, I'm not giving away used brushes. Thank you for asking. They always send a ton. So I'm going to review the brushes, tell you what I think about them. I might not even try them if I think it might be a good gift. Then I'm going to combine them with a gorgeous face palette. Decided today, the Laura Geller face palette together with the BK Beauty. It's over the BK Beauty brushes. It's over a $200 gift. The Morphe palette, bought with my own big girl money, with the that I bought. By the way, I don't only regift. You do not understand. I spend thousands of dollars at Christmas time. I am a crazy, crazy gift giver. No one gets left behind. I buy amazing DOP kits, wallets, card holders for men. Why? They're light and easy to ship. I give people bottles of wine that, yes, I have a brand, Forever Young, of wine, but I'll buy the cheese board. I'll buy the jams or the chocolates to go with it. I buy the wine. I buy, like, really gourmet, beautiful, artistic chocolates to elevate the gift. So if I never, ever send just like only a regift. It will be an elevated regift. And even the thing that elevates it is often more expensive. But I'm like the, I'm Candy Spelling. I just don't have, I do have a gift room. I do have a room. It's not a gift wrapping room. It's a gift assembling room and a gift organizing room. But I live for gift giving all year round. People always ask me what I do with all the beauty. I give it all the time. Yesterday, had a massage. Woman was nice. Asked her how old her kids are. Went to get some of the Claire's stuff they sent me that I had given to Bryn and some extras because I don't spoil her and I spread it out. Gave her some Claire's stuff for her kid. Gave her a nice beauty kit for her. Gave the guy who owns the company, give it to your wife. I was at an ornament store last week. Gave her a lip gloss trio. Nice woman. Why not spread the cheer? I'm not a hoarder. I like getting rid and giving. So I give, I move it around, and then I'm doing marketing for these brands because all these people are going to love these brands because I gave it to them. They think it's great. Also, Black Friday, I don't use it to buy for myself. I use it to buy 10 of something that's on sale that's amazing. A gorgeous candle, a nice wallet, a nice makeup bag. That's how I use Black Friday to my advantage for gifts. That's another way to elevate the beauty gifts. I buy nice makeup bags, then put the beauty gifts in the makeup bags. I am a professional gift giver and I love it. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, Cozy Earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is being annoying a fireable offense? Aren't there just people in life and in work that just fucking annoy you and they don't? It's an energetic thing. It's like one person could just be near you and be around you and you're totally fine with that. And anything they do, you're just like, yeah, and you giggle, and they could be like near your body and like touch something that you own or just be. And then somebody else who's so wonderful and could, or maybe they're not wonderful and nice, but just some other human being could just be fucking annoying. Do you find that? right? Just like, or it could be like your kid's friends or someone's wife or just whatever. Like, are you a person that is, do you get easily annoyed? I'm not going to tell you something. I am a difficult person, but I am not an annoying person. And I know that makes sense to you because you don't know, you have to know which one you are. You could be challenging. You could be difficult. You could be, I guess a nag would be annoying. Yeah. I'm not annoying. I'm just challenging. So which one are you? Like, annoying is someone just like up your ass on you, either just like in your world, in your space, in your, like, I'm not like that at all. I want for nothing from nobody. That's, and it almost just freaks people out. Let's talk about the massage therapist who I found on an app. My assistant found on an app. It's happened a couple of times. And guess what? I just found it's always a man and they're massaging you. And I don't know why I have to wear underwear during massages. People get massaged naked and you're under a sheet and they're not touching your vagina. So it doesn't matter. But like, I just forget sometimes to wear underwear during a massage. It's always my sheets. Don't start judging me in different directions. But I mean, I know people to get massages naked. Maybe I'm wrong. But so, and even if I have, let's rewind the tape. Even if I have underwear on, there's a massage therapist, and it's happened before, where they start massaging like your butt, fine. Can be a tight area. And then they start getting close to like your groin. Like close to your groin. And did you ever play that little game on your arm where like someone tickles your arm and you're supposed to, with a little kid, and you're supposed to say when, close your eyes and say when it gets to the elbow. And it always feels like it's closer to the elbow than it actually is. So I wonder sometimes when someone's like, you know, in my groin or somewhere near there, because there are muscles there, like how, and I start to clench up and then you start to like move the blanket because they always like diaper it inside your legs, but I still feel like there's a hand not so far from my vagina. Like, I'm aware of what because I know what it feels like when a man that I want to be touching it feels like. So I know how close it is. I can kind of estimate. And I feel like you're really close to my vagina right now. And it's like these massage therapists that fly too close to the sun. So this one then gave me a book they wrote and meditation cards in a box and a gift when I left. I felt like we had had sex. I felt like, wait a second. I'm supposed to, you know, hello, how are you? But I'm not like chatting about our life. I don't get into too much intimate. I don't mean intimate. Like, I don't share too much or talk too much besides, hey, how are you? And yeah, and can I, you know, where I live is great and deep tissue and wonderful and it's been nice and, you know, small talk. I'm not into like, hey, how's your career and how's your grandmother go? Like, I don't start talking in serious talk. So when a person flies too close to the sun in their massage, and then as they're leaving, hands me a gift with a book they wrote and a stack of meditation cards, I feel violated. Like, that's the last of that. I just want to know, like, just have you ever had a massage and they flew too close to the sun? That's basically what the question is. Freaks me the fuck out. And I'm sure people, like, you know, do the happy ending with men or women, but I am not that girl. And I don't know if that's like, is that a check of are you available? I already feel like the person knows what my body is like because they're literally touching every inch of my body. So then when they're like sort of close and massage, like, is that how essential is it to massage my groin? And then I always feel like if I say something, it's going to be awkward for the rest of the massage. But you don't need to massage right there because that's like New York and New Jersey is my vagina. So I feel like those states are really close. So we could stay away from New York just because it's right next to New Jersey. Like, you can massage one state away. Is that okay? Why don't you massage in Connecticut?
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buena, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, Myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita first on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.